Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for that, Degenerate Jake. Do you have any action on any of these games right now?
I do not, surprisingly.
That is it's a little
not
disappointing.
Like me, is it?
Not going to lie. Who won Guardians-Tigers?
Whatever team was losing this year. I think Guardians did.
Yeah,
they scored like 5 in the 8th and 9th and won like 6-1.
Guardians won 6-1. Okay, so that series is tied 1-1.
But look through Jake Rietma's Twitter and you'll figure out what team won and lost.
Well, I shout out to our boy Jake Rietma as well. Had a little convo with our boy Jake today. All right, so we're going to do a little football variation of Fair Foul today.
I love it.
With little Cowboys, and I'm going to throw this out to Blake Elliott and Degenerate Jake Riga. So here's the deal.
What about the text line? Do they get to?
They always get to interact. 877. It's a it's an open invite to you guys.
Speaking of open invites,
from the 469. Hey, Cubs fan, you're a douchebag. That's from the 469.
That's not very nice.
It's not very nice.
Speaking of open invites, do we have an open invite for Nico Harrison and Jason Kidd to join the show?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's out there.
Let Nico cook.
Yeah, we'd have him on the show.
Oh, we absolutely would.
We already had Gafford on.
I'm going to
get B. Will on.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I am going to be, I don't like to be that guy.
Okay.
But when it comes to the Mavs this year, I'm going to be that guy.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear anybody crying about Luka.
Okay.
Okay? No. I'm going to be that guy. I'm Team Nico.
We can still.
I am Team Nico this year.
I am all in on the Mavs. But
I know you are.
But we can still have a piece to Luka.
You can. I won't.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Cooper Flag, baby.
I'm excited.
Good riddance to old rubbish.
See, why has it got to be one or the other with you? Why has it got to be always continue your fair or foul?
That's what.
Continue your fair or foul.
Because I am fair or foul. That's
you are.
Why. That's There's why.
Fred, no gray area Davis. It's my player, and I hate everyone else that's ever existed.
That's right. I am the epitome of ride or die. All right. I am the epitome of ride or die. All right. Fair or foul. Now, here's how we're going to do this. We got the injury report that just came out today. And let's just say it's a doozy,
okay.
This injury report. Now, I'm going to read off each name, whether they were a full, limited, or did not practice participant today. What is the injury? And you two are going to say fair as if they're going to play on Sunday or foul, suggesting they won't.
Look at you coming up with segments on the fly.
Huh?
Shoot, huh? A little Blake in you.
Huh? All right, let's go. Tyler Booker.
I'm sorry. I really just can't move past it. Did you just say he wants a little Blake in you?
I moved past that because I heard that, and I did not want to acknowledge it. I did not want to stop. I did not want to.
What did I say?
You know exactly what you
said. I really
said.
Didn't.
No, you knew what you, I mean, I don't I think did, you said I, it. I don't think you said it with any kind of ill will.
I didn't even get it until you just said that. I didn't even notice I said something crazy.
I heard it, and I just pretended like I didn't.
I am saying that you are
that we know what you said. Just stop.
First of all, coming up with a segment.
Yeah, changing a segment on the fly. I've never done that before until I met Blake Elliott. All right. Tyler Booker. Guard, ankle injury, did not practice today.
Foul. He won't play.
He will not play.
Yeah, I'm going to go foul. He won't play.
Tyler Guyton.
Ooh.
Tackle. Concussed. Did not practice today.
I'm going to say fair. He will play.
I say fair as well.
He can't really afford to be sitting games out and lose a spot, so I think he's going to try to play.
I don't disagree as far as, I mean, Nate Thomas isn't going to. Stealing it. I mean, how Terrence Steele has more to worry about.
I agree, but
Tyler Guyton does.
If you're not healthy, then that's not a good look.
I'm gonna go fair. He might be walking around like he's got two left feet, but he can block a pass rush. That's all we need, right?
He's by the way, when we were talking about who are the tallest Cowboys,
Guyton was second.
Guyton was is every bit of yeah, because our boy Spanford is like what 6'8", looks like the bad guy in 300. Tyler Guyton, and it just dawned on me as we were walking by him Sunday night after the game. Now, granted, the cleats add a little to it too, but my God,
what a human!
I mean, he is. He should be a shutdown left tackle. He really should. Not to say that he won't be, but Malik Hooker, safety, toe, did not practice today.
I'm going to go foul on this one. He left the game in that Packers game, and Wanye stepped in, and I thought did a fine job, and they can't really afford for Malik to be hurt long term. I think they're going to set him out versus the Jets this week, and you're going to see some Wanye Thomas.
I agree.
I agree as well. I'm excited to see Wanye play.
Fair for all three. No, foul that he will not play on Sunday. Fair that where he's going to sit. CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver.
Let me think about this one.
Ankle. I don't know if you guys saw what happened to him a couple weeks ago.
I will say the reporting on this has been interesting because he's like obviously out for multiple weeks, but they keep like acting as if he's right on the cusp.
If you just read the headline today, he was running routes and cutting on that ankle today.
But I did see videos.
He's training with the guys that are hurt.
I will say I saw the videos and pictures today. No boot.
No, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I think he misses this Sunday, but I think he plays the following week.
We saw him in the boot on Sunday, and it didn't seem like, oh, he could play next game. And the fact he's already out on the boot and was kind of out there, limited, I'm guessing. Was he limited today? Was that the report?
DNP.
DNP, okay. Didn't practice DNP at all.
Shout out to 325, who texted us like half a book yesterday. But Tyler Booker is in our new docuseries. I mean, he texted so much, it was like, bro, we can't read what you're saying. You're on Victory Plus. We get it. And we love that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we love that you're texting into the program. But you're texting us so much information, I don't know what you're saying.
My favorite was just everyone texting about high school football yesterday.
I'll tell you what, that segment, wait till every Tuesday, high school reunion. That segment took off yesterday. Big fun. My eyes are getting bad. All right, Miles Sanders, running back. Knee and ankle did not practice today.
A lot of DNPs today.
And we're only halfway through.
I'm going to go with foul.
I do too. I agree.
He's been banged up most of the season. He's had one or two games where he was
outside of that long run against Philly. What has he done?
Can you name any other run off the top of your head other than that and the fumble?
And the fumble. The fumble. I mean, the two plays against Philly is what I remember from Miles Sanders.
And I'm not even trying to be funny.
I will say this, because we had our boy Kevin Lewis sitting next to us Sunday night. He had a couple catches in the game on Sunday night before he got hurt.
Didn't he get a little bit of run against the Bears in the second half?
I don't know. We were at the Bearded Monkey. It was hard to pay attention to what was going on. Plus the game. I mean, the crowd and everybody the vibes died after CeeDee Lamb got hurt. Let's call it what it was.
CeeDee Lamb's ankle got crushed.
I mean, that was just ugly all the way around. Fair foul. He plays on Sunday.
I'm going to go foul, and I think even if he was on the edge, I think they would give the nod to Jaden Blue.
Give it to Jaden Blue. See what you got. It's week five. Let's make a memory. Tyler Smith. Tyler Smith. Now, I did hear on G-Bag, I think they did an MRI. I think it came back okay, so I don't think there's any alarm here more than anything else, but I think it was just a precautionary measure. I say fair. He does play on Sunday.
You're sure hoping, man, because if Tyler Smith is not there, then all bets are off. You at that point, you've got four O-linemen shifting around in some capacity, missing practice, and the one guy that's the stable force is Terrence Steele. And I don't think anybody is.
Well, then you're running the ball 40 times.
Endorsed by that statement. So Clarence kind of said what you said. He didn't practice today. Does not know. This is Tyler Smith. Does not know if he will practice this week at all or play against the Jets, and he at the time would not reveal the results of the imaging done on his lower leg. I'm going to go with fair. I'm going to go with he plays, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's a game time decision situation. But they need him. You're down your center. You're down your right guard. Your left tackle's in concussion protocol, and your right tackle's Terrence Steele. So you need Tyler Smith bad.
And then here was to pay off my tease.
And you need to keep Dak healthy.
No, like, absolutely.
More so than just, well, like, I get it. It's the Jets and resting guys, but I think you even if he's 90%, I need him to play. I need Dak to have at least one. I need him to have one offensive lineman he's confident in, at least.
This is to pay off my tease. Kevontae Turpin did not practice today. Foot injury. Okay. Now, and they're saying it's kind of nip tuck as to, you know, this could be a game time decision type deals with him.
It's two injuries already.
That's
the neck.
Dude, we're five games into the season. This guy's already been hurt twice. And now, granted, he played, but I'm just saying, I what was my concern about Kevontae Turpin going into this year? Yes, we love the idea of him being a three. Yes, he gets open a lot, but I'm just saying, for a guy that's 5'6", 5'7" on a good day, a 160 soaking wet, that's a tall order for this guy to be the piece of the offense you're asking him to be. I say he plays on Sunday just for the simple fact that you need him to play.
I'm going
to
go fair he plays.
I do. I agree.
I'm going to go fair he plays as well, and I'm also going to hope that that's not his driving foot because –
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been a driving injury, pushing down the pedal too hard. I mean, we never know.
Well, there is that. I think he's learned from that mistake, though. Don't drive through Allen. Or was it Plano that he got pulled over? Either way. Now, if it was Jake's hood.
I was on vacation.
You were on vacation when that happened, yes, when he got caught with the Oski-Woski and the heater in the back. Very Texas of him. We'll just run through these next ones. Kalen Carson.
I'm just glad he's on the injury
report.
I'm glad
Carson. He's on some kind of report. Now, this is part of his 21-day practice window. He was a limited participant today. Trayvon Diggs was a limited participant today. Jonathan Mingo was a limited participant today. Where's my bell?
Let's go, Mingo.
Excited about that. Mingo mania. We're about to be in full effect.
He could have a bunch of opportunities quickly with CDB sideline.
No, I'm telling you right now. What Mingo mania is about to...
Especially Turpin, he had a good preseason.
He really did.
He could be wide receiver two first game back.
He really could be. Kenneth Murray, limited action as well. Now, again, all four of these guys had knees. And then Deron Bland with the foot was a full participant today. So there you have it, ladies and germs. Kalen Carson, I mean, I don't know what to expect with Kalen Carson.
I don't know either.
Okay,
this is a guy that we don't know. There hasn't been much reporting on him throughout the offseason. He's been hurt. You're fighting for snaps. Josh Butler's going to come back at some point. Yeah. Revel's going to come back. Bland and Diggs are going to get healthier.
I think the Revel... anticipation needs to quell.
What do you mean?
I think it's just because
I think everyone thinks Kyrie Elam's bad, so we're just hoping can be better.
I don't think he will be.
Why not?
I just think that you're asking a guy who hasn't played football in almost a year and a half.
I don't think week one he'll be better, but you want to get him in there. Let's see it. Kyrie Elam doesn't set the bar very high.
Well, I'm just, I guess I worry about, I think he needs to be kind of, you know, on the proverbial snap count, right? I mean, I'm just saying, I want to keep those expectations muted when it comes to Siavone Revel, just for the simple fact that, again, we keep hearing that this guy, I mean, when's this guy going to be ready? I guess is the other part of it, too. I mean, we're okay, training camp, all this other stuff. I mean, I'm worried about our boy Revel in the first place, just as far as his whole recovery is concerned. All right, 1 hour in the books. Has Anthony Davis gotten fat? And what are they saying about my boy, Cooper Flagg, coming up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.